Hilchus Tumas Euchon Perek Zayin Tess and Tess. So Perek Zayin Ramas Mevai, the dinim of Chibur. And the different klalim in regards to a Tevul Yoim. If food is connected and there is water that it's connecting it to a Tevul Yoim, touches part of that pile of food, where, how far exactly does the Tum extend in that pile? Halacha Aleph, Anitzag Eni Chibur Loi Latuma Veloi Lataro. If there is a stream or a flow of a liquid, one of the Shiva Mashkim, it's a stream, a flow of water doesn't connect or combine items of food. If a person is pouring liquid that is tohi into a kli that is tummy, so the tatoa is tummy. Even if he's pouring directly onto a sheretz, that stream, as long as it's still in stream mode, is still tohi. If he collects from what extends from the stream whilst it's still flowing down, that collection is tahir. That the mime that is still in the kli above is tahir. Right? When he's pouring from cold into cold, oy micham lecham, oy micham letzayne. Ablam, or mashkin tahirim tzayne, and seich mashkin tmeim chamen. If the chamen, the tatoe is hot, then we say it's govar, and therefore hanitzek chibur. If the milo it's tzoinen and it's pouring it to chamen to main, the nitzek is mechaber v'nitma. Not just the nitzek, the stream is tami v'nitma mashkim hatzoinen kulon shehu more mehem. Also the contents of the kli where he's pouring from v'nitma hakli she'edam imenu machmes hamashkim shebesoichei. Not just the toichen, the contents, the kli ilo is also becoming tami shari nitmo because it's tami from the contents. Why is it dafke if the tato is chamin and the ilo is tzoinen? We say that the tato makes what you're pouring from tami. Because the steam ascends and it mixes with the stream that is connecting together with the contents of the upper keli, because the steam that extends from the lower keli is considered mashkin, and therefore when mixed with the nitzok, and therefore also with the contents of the keli above, it's matam everything. A woman is whose hands were tohereis, and she put her hands into a pot that is higisa. She didn't put the hands in the pot. She shook the pot without touching the tafshild. And her hands came in contact with the steam, the moisture of the pot, not with the actual contents of the pot. So her hands and our tummy on account of that steam. If her hands were tameis, and she shook the pot that had tahir contents, and her hands became moist from the steam of the tahir contents. Nitma koma shebekdeira kilo naga v'mashke shebekdeira. Fine, but the kdeira itself is not tami, because mashke that is tami from the adam cannot be metama kelo. Fine, but the contents are tami. Dalo dvash hazifim v'dvash hatzapachas. These are places in Eretz Yisrael. Who the honey of those places were very a thick consistency. Hanitzek shalahen chibur, their nitzok, when they are flowing, that flow state does mechabe, does connect. Even if the contents of what you're pouring is very thick, melting fat, v'chayetze behen, v'fi she'en lehen rir. V'chein, shar kol ha'mashkim, any other liquid, ein ha'nizik shal ha'n chibur, elam kein ir mitzen l'lacham, k'moy shebiyan. Hey, ha'nizik ein chibur l'tayro. Keitzad? So he explained till now, v'as mit l'tume. V'as mit l'tayro. Im she'im eira maim temeim, mikli even, v'chayetze behen l'seich ha'mikveh, he's pouring from a kli that's not makabal tume, into a mikveh. But the contents of that kelim that he's pouring from atame ein oimrim, we do not say mishi giya ktsasa nitzik lemikveh taru hamayim, that the moment the first drop of the stream comes in contact with the mikveh, everything going up into the kelim becomes tahi. Elarim betumasin et sheyasha kamikva lokulon mitzad echad kemesher beyanu. As we learned in Perek Beis of the Shiva Mashkin, of all the oichlim, there's only one of all oichlim and mashkin. There's only one type of liquid that can become toyer, which is mayim, and only dur chashake. In a way that all the contents, all the water is in the mikveh, not that just one part of the bottle is in the stream is in the mikveh. The whole contents of the kli have to be in the mikveh. If there's a kli on a slant, this water that is flowing down a slant, we don't consider it mechuber to the other water on this slant. If, however, the water is at the bottom of the slant, already collecting, if there's a big plate that is placed on a slant, and there is moisture or wet liquid in the kli enough that if a person were to touch it, he could make something else wet. Oh, and now, in this kli you have three pieces collectively that make a bea, but they aren't touching. Because this bowl is on a slant, so the contents of the liquid that is inside the bowl isn't resting. So we do not consider the liquid in that bowl to be mitzarif, the three chatichos. If, however, there were two chatichos ereil mitzarifos, from here tachtein mashke imid, if, however, the bowl was in a ishbeirin, where the contents of the bowl was stable, was flat, even if the contents of the liquid is only a very minute amount, that is a mitzarif as kulon, then it's mitzarif, all the chatichos to be considered a beil. That if they come in contact with something else, then it's ma'vir atuma, because oichel can only be matama other oichel, the shir of a beil. Zayin, kvar biyanu, shotavul yoim, one who went to mikveh and is waiting for head of shemesh, einu matama chulin klal. Because a tvul yoim himself is a gather of a sheni, which is why he can eat ma'is a sheni, he cannot eat truma. And ein sheni, oisa sheni, oisa shlishi b'chulin. However, in terms of truma, he does pasel mashke truma v'isa akeu shlishi. Achein im naga v'achle kedush mashke kedush, which technically can make them a revi psalon v'asa isin revi. Ches yesh dvarim she'inon chibur b'tvul yoim. Afal pi she'in chibur b'chal atum is in terms of tvul yoim, the tvulim is a shvacha dekatuma, so it's not considered a chibur. Even though in terms of other tumas it is considered a chibur. Elam naga b'hin tvul yoim li pasel al zesh naga boy. V'filo hoy hanegei b'mkayim tvul yoim adam achir hoy pesel akeu. Even if the person who came in contact with these items was an Adam, a person who is Tami Midrabanon, because he ate or drank Mashkin Tameim, if he came in contact with these items, he would pass them, unlike a Tvul Yom, who has already gone to Mikvah. So it's a milo in his tahira. His tume kimat is gone. Bad son, he's tahir, not gas. He's waiting for head of shemesh. Vayid he kilu betvul yoyim. Sheyesh oichlin shehem miyuchadim la'adam. There are certain foods which are miyuchad l'maychal adam. Umi tamim b'chalatum yisrahin tahirim betvul yoyim, which can contract any type of tume. But when coming in contact with the tvul yoyim, they remain tahir. Ve'elohin. When the shells are not peeled off, any yad is considered chibur in terms of avatuma, like we learned in previous pedig, the stems of different fruits. That if a tevul yoyim touched the stem, the whole pre becomes tummy, and also, if you touch the pri, the yad also becomes tummy. For example, the Rambam gave a cucumber that is cut into slices, and you pick up one piece, and all the rest of the cucumber comes up with it as well. If you pick up one piece, the rest of the cucumber falls down. It's not mechubid. How do you chibur b'yadayim? It's an additional chumre by tumas yedayim. It doesn't exist by tvul yoyim. It's a chibur by the din of yedayim. Person whose hands were tameis, and he touched with his hands food that is mechuber, the meichel becomes tummy, even if the tumas only midrabanan. But if the person, so the whole cucumber would be tummy. But if a tvul yoyim touched it, and It's not considered mechuber because if you pick up one piece, all the other pieces fall down. For him, we say it doesn't transfer the tumah to the rest of the other chatichais. Perek Shmini. Of the dinim of chibur bayit vol yom, terms of tumas eichum. Lach alaf chalis, ikikarim, sheknasan, v'gneishchei zoi bezoi, v'dayit lahafrishon. All touching each other. Oish of a chalo agabi chalo betauna, v'dayin lekor muponeho. So the two pieces of bread are considered mechubet. Nogat vol yom bachas mehen, lepasa lala hachalo shunoga bo. He only disqualifies, he's only metama the piece that he touches. V'chein amayim shiritichu v'nasa kakuba, it's bubbling, v'agrisin shiritichu v'ritichu rishoyno, Yain Khadish Vaidu Shiritiho Vanagat for Yembreticha, any chibur. The Pasal El Horaticha Bovad is only metame that layer of bubbles. Ubashako Latumais, Binkaz Bin Hamuris, Hakil Chibur. Abo Khalish Oinishis, Ebizav, Ain Dietala Hafrish, Oish of a Khal, Gabi Khal Vinosh, Vukonu Batanur, Uriticha Samish in a Mukul Khalis Kakuba. The bubbles aren't that full of water, it's not that bubble. Uritichas Gris and Shnia. Because Ritich Hashem doesn't really bring up the level of bubbles like wine does. Ritich Hashem, Hare Ilu Chibur Betvoyei Veinzer Ochlemir Bechol Hatumis. Base Batzik Shiyatza Beisafia. Venimtza Beemtza Kikur Kamei Masmir Yotze. What they would do is they would some of the design of the loaves of bread would have a piece of dough extending from it that looked like a nail. If there's a string of dough that extends from the loaf of bread that burnt, looks like a hook. If those extensions from the loaf are less than an etzba, because it's nimshach after the kikar. If it touches a grain of salt, if however there was a stone inside the loaf of bread. Oy, turmis vegargi melch godil. Vacharchu yosemika etba shnoga behen afilu avatuma hakikar tohoi veinzarach limer bitvul yoim. Because it's not considered mechuber to the kikar. Gimel. Rakik shenechrach chetzia. If you have a very small pita bread that half of it got burnt, so half of it didn't, so it's still roi lemaichel adam, chetzia kayim, reize eni chibur. If you touched the half that was burnt, the other half of the pita is not considered tummy. Nechrach ha'emtza v'hatzdadin kayomin einom chibur lezeh einom chibur zeh lezeh v'afilu b'avatuma v'intzeruch lemer b'tvul yoim. Fine. That if a tvul, if someone whose tummy touches the part of the bread that isn't burnt, the other part that the other extending end of the bread that also isn't burnt is not tummy. Besar kodesh u'shakarim olav hamarak. If there is a piece of meat from the korbanos that one had cooked in a pot, and now he added spices and other nonim, and it's coating this piece of meat, v'nagot tvoyim bakoifa, and a tvoyim touches this layer of spices, doesn't touch the actual chaticha. Hachaticha is mutaris. The chaticha is of kachin mamuti, for kohanim to eat them. Because the what's congealed on top of the shtick flesh is not considered mechuber to the basa. And even though that level that is congealed is possible, it doesn't extend the tumor to the actual shtick flesh. But if he touches the actual chaticha, chaticha v'cholo ilon imon chibu. V'chem etavsho kitnis shakarim agabi prusis. That if he touches a kitnis, the prusa is okay, but if he touches the actual prusa, everything that goes up with the prusa is considered tummy. Shemesh utzaf agabi hayayin, if there's oil that is floating on top of wine, v'nogat v'yim b'shemen, pasal ela ha-shemen, because the shemen and the yayin are not considered mechuber. Da'od yorg shal truma, v'beitz ha-truf on a sun al gabov, if one is making an omelet. So he has vegetables and a scrambled egg in a pan, v'nogat v'yim b'beya, and a t'voyim touches the egg, le'pasal ela kelach shekenegdoi, he only passels the vegetable that would be removed together with that piece of the egg. V'im ha'isa k'min koiva, eino chibur. If the scrambled egg was done in a way that it's not in contact with the vegetable, then it's not considered mechuber. Fine. Hey, chut shel be'ah shekarem al dafna shel ilpas. If a part of the egg is extending beyond the pan, I guess he didn't put the whole contents into the pan, so part of it is extending over. V'nogu be'tvoyeim in asafa v'lefnim. And the tvul yoim touched the string of the egg that is inside the pan, chibur. Nogam min asafa v'lochutz, einu chibur. V'chein b'kitni shokarmos fasa kadeiro. That if you have the majority of the contents inside the pot, inside the pan, and some of it is a string is extending to the edge of the pan and then over as well. So if he touches the string that is inside, the tum extends to the rest of the contents. But if he touches the string that is outside, we do not say that the tum extends into the pot, into the pan. Vav, chavis, shenikva. Now, dinam of chibur in terms of wine. If one has a barrel that is perforated, bein mishuleya, bein mitzideya, from the bottom, from the side, v'sasam tovul yeim ha'nakev biyadoi, and he plugs it with his hand, nifsula kula. Zayin ha'ma'ara mikli likli, v'nongat v'yim bikiloach, he's pouring from barrel, from cup A to B, and whilst the person is pouring, a tvoyim touches the stream. We assess what he touched relative to the other, to the rest of the contents, 1 to 101. Because a ratio of 1 to 101 is bottle. So he is removing the contents from the boy to designate truma. Without touching the contents, he has a barrel and he's filling up the barrel. Now, after he fills up the barrel of truma, he has his barrel of truma that he designated. That barrel falls back into the boy. Then he touches the boy. But inside the boy, you have a barrel also with wine of truma. So everything is famished. So min hasafa velachutz, if he came in contact with the boid, but his hand didn't extend too far in, like we see in this picture, it's not going all the way in, it's not coming into the airspace of the chavis, in a chibur. And therefore, the barrel that has a truma at the bottom of the boid is still tahir. Min hasafa velachutz, but if he extended his hand all the way into the boid, extending into the chavis, chibur. V'im hoya abay pitas, if whoever was an over the ground boid, if he, the moment his hand goes into the pitas, the over the ground boy, everything inside becomes tummy. Tess. Dinam of chibur by items that are kodesh, shukotchim. Lachatas. Aselis, shomanachis, valavena, vakteris, vahagecholim, and coals. Shonoga tvoyim bimiktasan. Pasel askolon. Bemed, vorma murim. Because of that machte, he enters the hechel. Oh. Aber gecholim shecheise b'chol yeim, kishum ma'orem, imachto shekesel l'shol zahav, im nisparzum min gecholim, im behin kedusha, elo machabden lo amo. If those coals fall on the ground, he sweeps them into the stream that ran through the azar. Fine. Yod mikbo shecholim l'irakut shecholim, porridge, or a pastry of cholim, v'shem shel turum matzof al gabehen, if he made it like a porridge, he mixed the mikvah together with the shemen, if a person took vegetables of cholin and cooked them together with oil of truma, the pasal ala makay magoy. Base. Oh, hamikvah shel truma, parish of truma, v'hashum, v'hashemen shel chulin, shnagat v'yem b'miktsasan, pasal es kulon. In this case, we say pasal es kulon, even if he only touched part of the shum or the shemen, because the ikir part of the tavshel is the truma, and t'voyim is pasal truma. So by passing the truma, by extension, he passes everything. Yud gimel hamikvah shel chulin, v'hashum, v'hashemen shel truma. Shnagat v'yoyim b'miktsasan. A mikvah shulchulin. If the mikvah is chulin, but the additives are truma, and you only touch part of it, le'pasal elam akeim agoy. Im hoy hashum aruba, heichum nachar harayv. A masai, when do we say we go after the majority of the shum? That if the majority is truma, then everything is tamei, bizman, shingush b'kairo. Avom im hoy mefuz b'meducha, if whoever the shum was crushed, any pestle, v'nagam b'miktsasa, ilay pasal adam akeim agoy, mepneishu reitza b'fizuray. Doesn't want everything to be one chaticha. Ashakol hanidechin, shudakam daduchan b'mashkin, kikin hashum b'shemin, m'dochan shalei b'mashkin v'kipzon, afal pishin gush b'kaira, v'nagam b'hen, ilay pasal adam akeim agoy, shreihim ki igu, shodavelo, shenit b'miktsasa, linit makule. Because you ground something with that, the liquid, so even though technically it's one gush, you didn't you didn't find out the what you were toichen, it's not considered chibur. Your dalit. Isur shakara shem chalasa betzvena bedreima. If one has an isav cholim into which truma fell, and you do not have 100 times to be mabatal the truma, so it's called meduma. No. That's isa madum. Previous halacha. Isur shakara shem chalasa betzvena bedreima. Person was metzayin. Where exactly in the isa? That the chalor is v'chein kishu shakaru shem terumasa b'tzveinu b'dreima harei zechibur v'mnogat v'yim b'miktsa isa nifsala, everything becomes pasul even if he touched the part of the isa that was cholin because it's mechubit nitl chalasa mitoicha v'chazir adoteicha eino chibur. Now isa shenid ma'ishan eschamtza b'seishol truma nisan to which truma fell in or it was leavened with so'ir of truma eino nifsalas b'tvoyim is not disqualified when it comes to the maga of tvoyim. Because in terms of tumah, there's no koyach in the sa'oid enough to say that it by extension will pass everything else, will be metama everything else. Tazayin isa shuhuch shorab mashkin v'niloisha b'mei peides v'nogabot v'yoy lepasel ela makoy magoy. Only passel is the area that he touched. Because mei peides are not mechabid. Yodzayin ma'isa rishin shuhuch shar ma'isa rishin which came in contact with one of the shiva mashkin v'nogabot v'yoy. Oh, Yedaim Yisoivos. Now this Levi who got the Ma'is edition has to separate Trumas Ma'is for the coin. So Mafrish Mimeno Trumas Ma'is Betairo. Epnei Shem Ma'is Rishon Kecholin. Utvoyim Yedaim Yisoivos Einu Pesu Nesacholin. Shashlishu Becholin Tor Kemesho Biyanu. Oh. V'cheinu Isha Shei Tevol Asiyoim. Losh Asi Isaf. If a woman is a Tevol Asiyoim, she can make bread. She can knead the dough. V'keitza Lachalo. She can be mafresh and keep it in a cleave and he sends her cleave. And then she puts the piece that she was mafresh but didn't yet verbally state it next to the rest of the dough. And then she's toyed him so that she can be toyed him in a mukuf. Only once she verbally pronounces when this is chari zechalo, that's when it becomes chalo, not before she touches it. So technically she can touch it, remove it without saying it's chalo, put it into its own kli, put it next to the rest of the isam, pronounce it chalo. That's what she should also do. For a kelim, also a tevul asiyim. She should separate it, she should knead everything, take away a shtick of the dough, put it into a kli that is tohid, and then pronounce it chalo. Yilches. Login. One has jugs. Shuhu tevul yoyim. Shumilo mechavis maise shlonito trumase. That he filled a levi has produce of maisa that was given to him, so he's using this chavis to fill out so he can give trumas maisa. But trumas maisa wasn't yet removed from the barrels that he has. So he fills from the barrels of maisa that he has, and he says that this jug that I'm filling should be trumas maisa for the contents of these barrels, but only nach shkir. How does it trumas tahira? The fish in an asses trumas maisa shetachshak fitnoi. And the kelim themselves will go through the process of head of shemesh and will be tied. Nishbara chavis kelim shetechshach. Halogin mitivloi if the chavis that had the contents of the maisa broke before shkia. Halogin mitivloi the kadon that he filled from are still tevel because they're nishbara halogin or chavis mitivlo because whichever one breaks before Shkia, then neither Maisa was performed correctly. You can only be Mafresh Tumas Maisa if there's Maisa around. And you can only be Mafresh, the Maisa can only be Matokin if the Tumas Maisa is around. So if neither of the Kedlin was Shleimin by Shkia, then nothing was accomplished. Your test. Tavul Yoim Tumas Maisa Mavi'ila Snida, Oysa Bebeis Abad, can work in an olive press without being concerned that they're going to be Matam anything. Chain, Shara Tumim Shotavlo Isim Metaydis. Chutz min azava hazava b'shmi shalohen shaf b'shut tavlo lo yasu b'beis abad v'leis haske b'tayres shemi yiru v'nim tzu t'mein l'mefreya shere seysan akil k'meishan is boi ayin meridik perik tashi different mashkim that congealed and mashkim that leave that comes out of different fruits halacha alf Hashem alayit vashe nitmu if oil or honey becomes tommy v'chakach koshu and then they congeal v'chakach nimoichu then they melt harei hein drishun datum le yoylam v'pnei shein ka mashkin. We have a piece of coffee, a chashin itmo. And with sad exercise, a mashkin as an chilo, so there'll be a rishon. Beis haroito vayagrisen vahachol shekarshu. Harehim ke'achlim. Oh, so once the chalav would congeal, now they are considered the gather of oichlim. Utzrichim machshave. They also require machshave intent for that a person should have to actually consider it to be meichel. From naga b'hen oichel rishon u'mashgin nasu shniim. If they themselves are in contact with liquid that can make something else wet, they're not considered oichlin yet. If this chalav of lamashal became, if this milk became tomei when it was milk, v'kafol achniken, v'karshu, and then it congealed, it came very hot. So the Rishon is Gavar Nashen. Nitmuk Shein Kaifin, if wherever they became Tommy when it was congealed, and then it melts and becomes liquid again, if what was congealed that became Tommy was exactly the size of a Be'ah, then the Mashkin is Tahir. Because the moment it becomes liquid, the liquid that is in contact with the food is in contact with the food that is less than a Be'ah. And less than a Be'ah cannot be Metame Mashkin. If whoever was congealed when it became tommy was more than a bay, hamashke tommy. Shekashini meicha tipurishoino nitmis bekebeya oichel tommy shino meicha mimenu. It is in contact with the food that it dissolved from, which is the sheet of a bay at least, and therefore it's metam of the liquid. Vaisa tipa tatam kalamashke shino meicha achra. Lechain, tomei meisho sachat zeisim venovim shuchshuru. Im hoyu kebeya mechovin, if the zeisim venovim, each individual zeis and none of that he squeezes. Is a sheet of a beya, haya mashkin hayetz mehen tohirim, b'vach l'iga b'mkeim ha-mashke, as long as he doesn't touch the actual mashke. If he's squeezing the grape in a way that the liquid leaves the grape away from him, so he's not touching it, then the mashkin is toy. Sh'amashke k'mufked b'eichel k'ilu huguf achir. Hoyeisan izesim v'anovim yosem neke beya, haya mashkin yetz mehen tomeim, sh'givan sh'yotzas tipa rishena, nitmiz b'ke beya, v'tima kol ha-mashkin. V'im hayeseichet zov v'zov v'chiyetz bohen. If the person who is squeezing is a zavor or zavor, the metame beheset, afilo sachat gagi yichidu shloi huchshar, even if they squeeze one olive that wasn't mukshir, v'loi nog b'mashke, ha-mashke tomi, shekevan shiyotzes tipa hori shayno, nitiz b'masa ha-zav, shazav nas, shenosa oichlo, ni-mashke tima, k'mo shumiyanu. Chin zav shachol av esoeis, zav, who milks a goat, hachol av tomi, oh, shekevan shiyotzes tipa hori shayno, nitiz b'masa ha-zav. So you have an addition to the hechsher, you can say it's toy from the other tumas. Gimel, kedeira shohisa melia kavashon shochulin. If a kedeira is full of chulin vegetables that are being pickled, viyotza ole, chutz a kedeira, and a leaf is extending beyond the kedeira. V'nagav v'tumah yirushim be'ole shochutz a kedeira b'makim enaguv. Person whose tummy touches the leaf that is extending beyond the pot, which is dry, afu pishyesh bei be'ole kebeya, even if the leaf is a sheet of a be'ah, who tummy v'hakel toy. Chazal the kedera. If the leaf goes back into the kedera, timi is a mashkin shabov, and nitmi is a kedera v'chol akvashin. Now, gabei al shachutz a kedera v'hoi bei mashke. If whatever the leaf that he touched was moist, imish bala kebeya. If the leaf is a sheet of a beya, hakel tami. Even the contents. She'ala metame mashke she'olava mashke metame kol mashkin shab kedera metame kedera. Hoisa kedera melei kavashin shal truma. If the kedera is full of vegetables that are truma, v'nir oisa tvol yoyim and tvol yoyim shakes the kedera. Then he sees mashkin on his hand. Doesn't know if it was from the contents of the pot or from a leaf that extends beyond the pot. The yarek is pasul misafik because it could be that he touched it and the tolyim is pasul turuma. But the kedera is tohi because even if he touched the mashkin and went back into the kedera, mashke chulin is not tami from a tevul yoyim, and even if the mashke of truma, it's not matama keil. Fine. Halacha dalet. Tami shohaya oichel anovim uchsharim. Person who's tami is eating anovim that did come in contact with a shiva mashke. Anovim mino gargir yichidi legas, and one singular grape falls into the press, the wine press. Im hoyishon vel nishmat bimenu uktoi, if the grape that was detached from the cluster that he was eating was attached with its stem, hagas tohido. V'im nital uksa, if the grape was removed from its stem, v'hoyu hanav muchanim ba'avit, chayetze b'ilo darchon, shachareitze b'mashkin yetz mihen, and he wants the contents of the grape to come out, they're in a cleave ready to be squeezed, nit meis hagas b'tipas mashke shubarish hagage b'mkeim ho'ikitz. Then the contents of that grape, the grape press are going to be tummy because of this grape that fell in, that was not attached to its stem, and the person who was tummy touched that grape, and by extension also the contents. So it's matama everything. Not from imenuah novim, udrachem b'makim mufne. The person who was tummy was handling grapes, and they fell from him. And he then pressed them in an area that was not connected to any other grapes. Like we said on Lacha base, if between all the grapes there was less exactly the sheet of a bay, everything is tahir. It becomes tami from the bay. There's a mound of olives that are together. He's using it as fuel for the fire, and the not just fuel for the fire, part of the process of squeezing the olives is to put them in a very hot element so that the heat would draw out the contents. If the contents of the food, which is tami, is more than a beya, nitma hatanu. Shekashiyot is tipa achas, nitpas bekebeya. It becomes tami from the gush, venit vetima satanu. Nafikachim hoyo zesim hatameim, prudim veinon gush, afilo hein so, hatanu toy. The tanur would be toy, because in none of the gushim is there a shir of a beya. Halachavav. If there is a wood, a stickholz that is soaked up with liquid that is tummy, and he lights that piece of wood, even if the mashkim that is in this piece of wood is there laratzin, he davka took it out when it was raining, and we know that it's only metame if it's muchshe beratzin. And he uses that piece of wood as fuel for the fire. The mine that is on, or in the tanur, doesn't contract tumor from the water that is in the log of wood. Nevertheless, you shouldn't. Person who is going to fuel, use those piece of logs for fuel, should only do so if their hands are tahir. Allah Zayin. Sheretz shenimtza b'rechaim shol zeisim, the sheretz that is found by the rechaim, ein tomei el makoy magoy. Only exactly where the sheretz is. They're touching the sheretz. And let's assume, again, we're assuming the only reason why it's only metame makoy magoy is because the location where the sheretz is doesn't share an area of zeisim more than a bale. V'im hoye mashke mahalich, if there was mashke that was flowing from the zeisim and it's in contact with all the other olives in the press, hakel tami shekanshi nitma mixas amashke nitma kulei, v'shem ha-metam is kol ha-zeisim. Nimtzo gabi he'olin, if the sheretz is found on the leaves that are covering the zeisim, these leaves are not mekabel tumah, l'mayel min ha-zeisim, yishal ha-habadadon, you should ask the people working in the press, im omro lo nogano ne'monim, if they said they didn't touch the sheretz, they're believed. Nimtzo al-oyim shol zeisim, if it's found on the actual gush of the zeisim, nitma kol ha-gush k'mesho b'yan. Nimtzo gabi zeisim prudim, if it's found on zeisim that are not in a gush, they're separate from the zeisim around them, but the sheretz is touching a volume of zeisim the size of a beya, hakel tomi. And it's not touching the zeisim where the sheretz is on them, and it's not in contact with the olives that the sheretz is in contact with. Even if the sheretz is touching more than a beya, ain't tami ela makoy magoy. Oh, because the zeisim that are tami, which have the sheet of a beya, are not touching the mashke, so the zeisim themselves that are underneath them, the zeisim that are underneath them are not tami from the zeisim that are above them. Only if there's mashke that is mechabed the two mounds of olives do we say that the tumah transfers. Ches. Am Aretz, shehoishet yodov, legas v'noga b'shkelis. Am Aretz, who's not makmed the name of tumah taro, so he's considered, megzeres rachamim, is considered a zav. He stuck his hand into a gas, into a wine press, and he touched the yeshkelis of grapes. Eshke v'chol seviv v'yisav temein. מחול הגס כל התהיר בפני שמפסיקין והשקלה שסביב איזה האשקל בינוי ובין שער הגס. טס, הגפס והזוגין שנסו בתהיר והולכו עליהם תמיין ואחר כך יוצא מהם משקים. So the dregs of the grapes, which were used in a production of for people who were tahed, and then people were tamei walked over them, and then they were put together with water and to draw out the wine. Harilu tahenu shemitchilu nasu b'tayro, nasu mitchilu b'tuma v'nimtzu mehem ashken harilu tamei. Yud habadadin shohayu nechnasim v'yoytzen. The people who working in the olive press, working in and out, mashken tamei v'seich beisabad im yesh. In mashkin lezesim, if between the mashkin and the zesim is there's enough time, kedei shenagvos raglim ba'aretz, hari hazesim tohirim. Shenagei b'mashkin tameim shloi b'yadiv tohirim afilu l'kodesh, because they are walking into the puddles that are tamei, but there's enough time for them to dry their feet on the ground. Then when they later walk on the zesim remain tohir. Kikreis hakodesh shloi b'hin gumois. If there are kikreis, for example, chalis teido, the considered kodesh. And there are cavities in the loaf of bread. And inside these cavities, there is mashkin of kedesh. V'noga hasheret ba'achas mihen. V'noga rishayne b'shni v'shni b'shlishes afilo mea kulon rishayne d'tuma. Metnei ha-mashke shebegumeis v'chibas ha-kedesh. Harei hein kulon ka-mashkin she'ein meinim bohen. We don't count rishayne for sheni for these in yonim. Avdom hoyu kikris truma. Hay ha-kikar ha-shlishes b'vaad psula. O'mishlishes v'hole tahir. If, however, you have a row of 100 loaves of bread that are connecting, and there is a layer of liquid that is connecting all these loaves of bread, fine, if there is a bubble, an air bubble on the side of a barrel or a pitcher, and there's a cavity in that babua. Im nikav ha-babua la'abra chavis, nikav nekav achal achud zeh keneged zeh. If there is a parallel line, a parallel hole going, a horizontal hole, going in and out of the bo'i through the babua, oi shoi ha-nekav ha-pini min l'maton, v'achitzein min l'malon. If the exterior hole of the babua was above the hole that is facing the inside of the barrel, v'hisa ha-chavis ha-babua melei mashkin, the babua and the chavis are full of liquids, if, however, the chavis was sealed shut inside an el hames, then and if the nekavim are in this formation, either flat, or the hole of the external part of the babua is above the hole that is facing the inside of the barrel, everything is tummy. Sharei hu mafulish la'avira. V'chein, im hoi ha-nekev she-ba'abua she-befnim melamalon, v'achitzen melamaton. So too, if the neck of the ba'abua that is inside is above, and the one is in, that is facing the outer of the barrel is below, harei za'in, and it tells b'tzamit pasal, aval imnoga avatuma ba'ba'abua, if however, in this formation, the hole, the nekev in the ba'abua, which is above, facing the inside, if an avatuma touches the babua, lo nitmo hamashmin shebechavis, v'rehim kumuvdalim mehem. Fine. Shukoyah.